Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for inviting me into your homes on this Tuesday morning for this edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 2. We'll be reading verses 1 through 21. Today's reading talks about when many Christians celebrate Pentecost. God sends the Holy Spirit to give power and courage to the apostles. They begin to tell the good news about Jesus, which people hear in many different languages. Some people are happy and excited, while others make fun of the Lord's followers. Peter repeats the words of the prophet Joel regarding the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And again, God's saving word for us this week is faith. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Holy Spirit enabled them to speak. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious people who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They were all excited because of all of them were hearing the believers talk in their own languages. In amazement and wonder, they exclaimed, "These people who are talking like this are Galileans. How is it then that all of us hear them speaking in our own native languages? We are from Parthia and Media and Elam, from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, from Pontus and Asia, from Phrygia and Pamphylia, from Egypt and the regions of Libya near Cyrene. Some of us are from Rome, both Jews and Gentiles converted to Judaism, and some of us are from Crete and Arabia. Yet all of us hear them speaking in our own languages about the great things that God has done." Amazed and confused, they kept asking each other, "What could this mean?" But others made fun of the believers, saying, "These people are drunk." Then Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles, and in a loud voice he began to speak to the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to me and let me tell you what this means. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Instead, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. This is what I will do in the last days, God says. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. Yes, even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. I will perform miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be darkened and the moon will turn red as blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And then whoever calls out to the Lord for help will be saved." And today's verse, key verse, is Acts chapter 2, verse 4, where actually St. Luke writes, "They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak." And so this is interesting how does God get the message of the gospel, the kingdom of heaven, out quickly? How can we very rapidly disseminate this wonderful message? And of course, the Jews were in town for this feast, and even some of them were proselytes, but they were from literally all over the civilized world at the time. And so God, through the Holy Spirit, enabled the 12 disciples, who were just, good old country boys from Galilee, yet they were able to speak perfectly in all of these world languages. And these people, these men and these women who were in town for this great feast, They heard the message of God proclaimed in their own language and were totally amazed. So that's one of the reasons why the church grew so quickly, is that God used the Holy Spirit in situations like this to address large groups of people at once in miraculous ways to tell of the message of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Sovereign God, the outpouring of your Holy Spirit fills me with joy and wonder. Empower me with your Holy Spirit to proclaim your message of love and salvation to those I encounter this day. May your word go forth across cultures and all the languages of the world, so that people everywhere may learn and experience your salvation. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 47, where the Apostle Peter encouraged his listeners to be baptized. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and your family.